Paul wins converts in the emperor's palace. The gospel has always had its greatest success among the humbler classes. Not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. No one could expect Paul, a poor, friendless prisoner, to be able to gain the attention of the wealthy classes of Roman citizens. Sin held them as willing captives. But many among the weary, deprived victims of their oppression, even poor slaves, gladly listened to Paul, and in Christ they found hope and peace. The apostles' work began with the poor, but its influence spread until it reached the emperor's palace. Rome was the metropolis of the world. The haughty Caesars were giving laws to nearly every nation on earth. King and officials were either ignorant of the humble Nazarene or hated and scorned him. And yet, in less than 2 years, the gospel found its way into the emperor's halls. The word of God is not chained, said Paul, 2 Timothy 2, verse 9. Earlier, the apostle had publicly proclaimed the faith of Christ with appealing power before the wise men of Greece, before kings and governors. Haughty rulers trembled as if they were already seeing the terrors of the day of God. Now the apostle, confined to his house, was able to proclaim the truth only to those who looked for him there. Yet at this very time, when its chief spokesman was cut off from public work, the gospel experienced a great victory. Members were added to the church from the household of the king. In the Roman court, Nero seemed to have obliterated from his soul the last trace of the divine and even of the human. His attending officials, in general, were of the same character, fierce, debased, and corrupt. Yet even in Nero's household, trophies of the cross were won. From the evil attendants of the more evil king came converts who became children of God, Christians not ashamed of their faith. Paul's afflictions do not restrict the gospel. How did Christianity gain a footing where it seemed impossible? Paul believed his imprisonment helped give him success in winning converts from Nero's household. He assured the Philippians, I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Philippians 1, verse 12. When the Christian churches first learned that Paul would visit Rome, they looked forward to the gospel's triumph in that city. Wouldn't this champion of the faith succeed in winning souls even in the metropolis of the world? But Paul had gone to Rome as a prisoner. How great was their disappointment! Human expectations had failed, but not the plans of God. As a captive, Paul broke the chains that held many people in the slavery of sin. His cheerfulness during his long, unjust imprisonment, his courage and faith, were a continual sermon. His example spurred Christians on to greater energy as spokesmen for the cause, and when his usefulness seemed cut off, then it was that he gathered a harvest for Christ in fields from which he seemed completely excluded. Before the close of 2 years' imprisonment, Paul was able to say, It has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. Philippians 1, verse 13. Among those who sent greetings to the Philippians, he mentions those who are of Caesar's household. Philippians 4, verse 22. Christians who show patience in grief and suffering, who meet even death with the calmness of an unshaken faith, may accomplish more for the gospel than they could have by a long life of faithful work. Often the mysterious circumstances that our short-sighted vision would mourn turn out to be something God designed to accomplish a work that otherwise would never be done. God never sets aside Christ's true witnesses. In health and sickness, in life and death, he still uses them. When the servants of Christ have been persecuted because Satan hates them, when they have been thrown into prison or dragged to the executioner's scaffold, it was so that truth could gain a greater victory. People who had been in doubt were convinced of the faith of Christ and took their stand for him. From the ashes of martyrs, a harvest for God has sprung up. The apostle might have argued that it would be useless to call the servants of Nero to repentance and faith in Christ when they faced such huge obstacles. Even if they became convinced of the truth, how could they obey it? But in faith, Paul presented the gospel to these people, and some decided to obey at any cost. They would accept the light and trust God to help them let it shine out to others. After their conversion, they still stayed in Caesar's household. They did not feel free to leave their post of duty because their surroundings were no longer friendly. The truth had found them there, and that is where they remained, testifying of their new faith's transforming power.
No excuse for unfaithfulness. Consider the disciples in Caesar's household, the depravity of the emperor, the immorality of the court. Yet they remained true to God. Because of obstacles that seem too great to overcome, some Christians may try to excuse themselves from obeying the truth as it is in Jesus. But no excuse will hold up under investigation. If we could find legitimate excuses, we would prove that God is unjust, that He had made conditions of salvation for His children that they could not fulfill. Difficulties will be powerless to stop those who seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. In the strength that comes from prayer and study of the Word, they will choose virtue and forsake vice. He whose word is truth has promised enough help and grace to meet every circumstance. We may rest safely in His care, saying, "I will trust in You." Psalm 56, verse 3. By His own example, the Savior has shown that the Christian may remain spotless in any surroundings. We develop Christian character not in freedom from difficulties, but in the midst of them. Snubs and opposition lead the follower of Christ to pray more earnestly to the mighty Helper. Severe trial develops patience, strength, and a deep trust in God. The Christian faith enables its follower to suffer and be strong, to submit, and by doing so to conquer, to be killed all day long, and yet to live, to bear the cross, and in this way, to win the crown of glory.